Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It really isn't a job that I would want to have. It seems like it would be fairly exhausting. It's rather tedious. There's a certain amount of tension behind it because there's always a schedule to keep. Not much exercise involved, lots of bad food. And just the tedium of doing the same thing, moment after moment after moment. And on top of that, it's a profession that sometimes causes you to be reviled by others. If you drive north on I-17 and you get around that area above Anthem where things start to really kind of go up and wind around, you might encounter them. One of them going 30 miles an hour in the right lane, and the other one's going 33 miles an hour in the left lane. And when you're cruising along at 70 miles an hour, and you get behind them, I would guess many of you would not consider them to be your friend. Any place that you live that has hills and dual lane roads will have this problem. You probably all encountered a tractor trailer that's in your way, because you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, and they are impeding your travel. And yet, they're just doing their job. God is love. It's an interesting concept. We credit God for all kinds of things. God is love, God is light, God is creator, but God is love. Where do we see that if we don't see God? Well, in today's second lesson, we're told by John that we see that presence of God, we see the face of God, I'm kind of expanding it a little bit, when we love one another. That love was present on Interstate 696 in Detroit this week. There was a man on an overpass of that interstate who was threatening to jump. 13 tractor-trailer drivers who had schedules to meet, had places to be, had to be where they said they were going to be at very specific times, because, you know, we track all this stuff now by GPS, took the time and lined up across the interstate underneath that overpass to make it impossible for that man, if he did choose to jump, to kill himself, because they lessened the distance between the bridge and what was underneath the bridge. The face of God. Love present with those 13 tractor-trailer drivers who chose to use what they had to be able to better the life of somebody else who didn't know they needed it better at that time. Or maybe he did. Chose to do something that inconvenienced them, chose to do something to be able to help another, chose to live their lives out of that love that God had placed within them. A gift that all of us get. But it's a gift that we sometimes choose to live out and sometimes we choose to ignore. The whole concept of God is love really falls into place with our understanding of what sin is. The operative definition of sin is anything that separates us from God. So when we turn our back on God, when we ignore the presence of God within our lives, we're sinning. Sin can be construed as all kinds of different things. Evil, darkness, hatred, whatever you want, but not love. You see, the presence of God within our lives is love. It's like the difference between light and darkness. You can't have one without the other. And so we don't understand really in totality that love that God holds for us until we understand a little bit better darkness that exists within the world. And when we see the presence of God in the face of people who are sharing their love in a variety of different ways, then we better understand the person of God. Then we better understand and see who God is. Today, Jake shared God's love with us through that wonderful piece of music, because Jake loves singing. It is a gift that God had blessed him with, and it's a gift that he understands that he can share with the world around in terms of sharing that message of God's love. God's face is present in the love that's shared within this congregation. It's shared with the few women who come in every morning on Sunday early to get your coffee and donuts ready. That is done out of love, because trust me, they get tired of being here early to feed all of us fatties. But they do it out of love. The people who get things ready on Friday for Sunday, that is the love of God present, understanding that they have something that they can give. People who teach vacation Bible school, volunteer for the program, people who are involved in Sunday school, people who help out in the office, people who do all kinds of tasks around here in terms of keeping property together. Anything that you give within this congregation, you give out of the love that God has blessed you with. There you can see, impart the face of God. But that face becomes more visible, I think, when we take it out there. When we use those things that God has blessed us with to love one another, not here, because we're not allowed to do that as much as out there. You know, at one point I said I was going to start making snide comments concerning this whole thing, but I can't seem to help myself. But it is out there where that face becomes more clear, where the world understands a little bit about who the face of God is through the love that we share. When we reach out there into the world to be able to share the blessings that God has given us, there we love one another. When we go out there to be able to be a presence within the community, to be able to do those things that Christ has called us to do, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the homeless, and welcome the stranger, then people can see that love that is God. And in part, people can see the face of God through what we do, through how we talk, but most of all through what we give. God is love. It is a love that is instilled within each of us. It is a love that calls us to go forth into the world, not only to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to proclaim that gospel through the very actions of our lives. Those 13 truckers, if they would have simply said, "Oh, I love that guy on the bridge because he's a fellow human being," and drove on by, what good would that have done? It's not what we say, and it's not what we think. It is in what we do, and how we act, and how we give. that the world can see the face of God through that gift of love. It is the most powerful and potent gift that God has given us. Not ours to hold on to, but ours to give. For God is love. Amen.